What's coming up on today's experience? Devotional Diamonds of the Day, also known as DDDs, where my daily devotions become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects placed throughout the show, which have nothing to do with life, but a merry heart makes like medicine, and a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down. The review of the Goofy News, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. Just remember, in regards to the media, if it bleeds, it leads. So with no drama, that means no ratings. That's how they exist. Life lessons for our faith that we could actually use, probably won't if we sit on our blessed assurance. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Because I have a face for radio. Plus, I also have a heart for the kingdom of God. And Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is Dr. David Spoon, and I will be your host for the next 5,400,000 milliseconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen, and we don't care. But for the next few minutes, I want to talk faith with you. So here we go. We're asking questions about living life as a Christian. Here's a real, genuine, simple question. Nothing to overly freak anybody out. Here you go. What is your favorite book besides the Bible? Okay, we already know the Bible is your favorite book. What is your favorite book besides the Bible? Ooh. If you've got an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, please don't let it die of loneliness. That would be sad. Just give us a call. 972-445-0770. I know it's a phone, but you can use it. 972-445-0770. After all, you probably drive a car. When you dial 972-445-0770, you'll end up talking to Dynamite D.
Hello, lucky person. You got the number right, because you are talking to Kid a Dynamite.
Talking to Dynamite D is like a refreshing feeling of cool rain after a hot day.
That's very much so needed.
That is needed a little bit more in the Texas area than in the California area. A little bit more in the Dallas, Irving, greater, you know, the Fort Worth area than it is in beautiful San Diego.
Don't rub it in, Dave.
Yeah,
don't
I know, but it's needed. I mean, let's just be honest. Here it is. If you want to reach out to us by phone, you can do that. I know some of you are just completely surprised and you're thinking, what is going on here? We're going to explain that in just a second. But before we do, a couple things we want to tell you. You can, not only can you call us, you can text us live during the show right now, right this second. 1:35 Texas time, 11:35 San Diego time. How you do that is you use your phone. That's pretty much how you text. And then you dial in or type in or text in 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Let me help you out with the semi-professional voice.
214-210-8483.
There you go. Additionally, you can send an email to us, david@hemustincrease.org. David, it's King David without the king. That might help. And that at he must increase. That's from John 3:30. He must increase, I must decrease. So the email is david@hemustincrease.org. We're going to send you up to the website and a couple things to tell you about the website. Very important for you to understand. The website really does give you an understanding of what this ministry is, what we're trying to do, not just on the radio show, but in the general aspects of advancing the kingdom of God. There's videos, there's audios, there's tons of stuff, there's articles. Plus, there is an opportunity if you've got a praise report or a prayer request, just give it to us. We'll read it for you on the air. Additionally, there is a place to give. We're looking for partners in this ministry. Without any shame, we're saying, let's advance the kingdom of God. 2 Corinthians 8:3 says this, "For I testify that according to their ability and beyond their ability, they gave of their own accord." Please check all this out on HeMustIncrease.org.
Prayer request?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Praise report?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
HeMustIncrease.org.
HeMustIncrease.org.
Yeah, that's what I yelled this morning when I got out of bed.
I can see that visually. Yeah.
And then the dog started barking, and then it was a disaster. Anyway, let me explain to you a little bit before we get rolling into the teaching on the show. I didn't do this yesterday because yesterday was our inaugural. Here we are in Dallas, in Texas, in Irving, in Fort Worth area. I mean, everywhere in Texas. And we're also in beautiful San Diego, a place I was from. For some of you that are in San Diego, you might remember me. I was on KPRZ 1210 AM for about 5 years. And enjoyed that immensely, had great, great fellowship, great fun with everybody there. Plus, we did our best all to advance together in the kingdom of God. For those that are not familiar with me, let me just help you out. I was born and raised Jewish, okay? Went to private Hebrew school. Don't ask. It's a long story, and let me just say this. Levay. All right, anyway, so beyond that, I also went and had the opportunity to get involved in ministry by planting a few different churches throughout the United States. I have a Baptist ordination, a Pentecostal ordination, a Charismatic ordination, a Bachelor of Arts degree in ministry and leadership under Summa Cum Laude, which is 4.0. I worked hard to get it, so I have no problem saying that. Also, I have a master's degree in theological study, graduating with high distinct honors. And then finally, I have a doctorate from Liberty University, also with a Summa Cum Laude 4.0. A graduate in Christian strategic ministry.
Now look at you, Dave. 2 points. Number one, that was fancy. And number two, on that intro, I seen how you dropped in Dr. Dave.
That is right. Because Don brilliantly said, hey, tell them a little bit about you. Like, okay. I don't really go by Dr. Dave, but I just thought I'd drop that in there.
That's why I was so surprised.
Yeah, yeah. Gotta bring everybody up to speed. That's what we're doing. See, I left just a disappointment to my parents, and I came to Texas and I became a doctor. See, that's the Jewish joke when the woman comes over to the neighbor's house and says, "Is your son a lawyer, a doctor, or a disappointment?" Okay. See how that goes? Okay, great. All right, let's get into the text. We're in Matthew chapter 12. Yeah, it all goes like this, and who knows? I don't know if we're taking a break or not. I don't know what I'm doing. Here we go in Matthew chapter 12 in verse 29. This is Matthew chapter 12, verse 29. A couple variations in the different translations. For those of you that know me pretty well, I'm just the believer that God is so much bigger than a translation because he's the king of the universe, and the dude spoke and the universe was. So that's matter out of verbiage. Wow. Wouldn't you like to just go, you know, pizza, and then there's a pizza? Okay. See, this is what God said, universe, and there's a universe. Anyway, so let's get into this. This is Matthew chapter 12. We're in verse 29. It says this, "You can't enter a strong man's house and rob him without first tying him up. Only then can his house be robbed." Only then can his house be robbed. So what does that mean? It's really important to understand. This picture is reflecting a situation in the ancient world where wealthy people's homes were virtual fortresses, and their servants could actually form a small army. So Jesus called Satan a strong man. His house is the realm of evil, where there's sickness, demon possession, and death. The only way he could be robbed would be for someone to first tie him up. The only way for demons to be cast out is for someone to first overpower Satan. Well, Jesus' advent, his coming into the world, did just that. 1 John chapter 3, verse 8, Jesus said, "The Son of God has come to destroy the works of the devil." 1 John chapter 3, verse 8, he's come to destroy the works of the devil. And so in that process, although Satan's still working in the world, God is still in control. Jesus as God has tied up Satan in one sense. Do you get that? Satan's ultimate doom is defined by Jesus going in and casting out spirits. You just have to say, when Jesus cast out spirits, it was like Satan was like, uh-oh. Okay, he might not have said, uh-oh. He might have said, ruh-roh. I mean, it might have been tough, right? Because he knew, oh, it's over. What do you mean it's over? Because Jesus has the authority. Jesus has the power. Remember, they had a confrontation in Matthew 4:1. They had a confrontation in regards to temptation. Who won? Jesus won. He's going to win the ultimate victory at the cross, and he's going to be resurrected, right? But before that, Jesus is winning and winning and winning. So regarding satanic activity, Jesus says in order to enter a strong man's house and rob him, you got to first tie him up. And so this is all about us entering his house, Satan's house, and taking back territory. So Satan is coming. Man, he's dropped things on you before you were a Christian. Now, even after you're a Christian, he's throwing things your way. He's tossing bowling balls in your direction. He's throwing snowballs at you. Right? He's cutting you off in the middle of traffic just to irritate you. You know that's going on. Guess what? All those things that Satan is doing to you, he does not own you in, and you have the opportunity through the authority of Jesus Christ, through the power of Jesus Christ, and through the name of Jesus Christ to go into his territory and go, that'd be enough of that. I think we've reached our peak right here. That's why I love those little sayings, not today, Satan. It should be not today, Satan, or any other day. Because we are children of the Most High God. And we operate in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, baby. All right, we'll take a very short break. We're still working the break stuff out, so just be patient with us. But we're going to take a break because I'm still working it out. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station in Texas, and KBRIGHT 1240, the Christian Station in San Diego. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Who is David Spoon? I have no idea. People have asked me about the David Spoon Experience. They wanted to know what I thought of him. Like any person searching for answers, I have wondered about him. He was born and raised Jewish, and after intense drug use, became a Christian. He's married to his best friend Noel, has 3 children, 6 grandchildren, and a dog named Bert. He has 3 separate ordinations from 3 different denominations, and is a summa cum laude for his BA degree in ministry and leadership, as well as a master's degree of theological studies, and has his doctorate of strategic Christian ministry. He has a weird sense of humor and talks a lot. If people are seeking wisdom and insight from the great teachers around the world, would they go to David? No, I don't think so. And those big ears really don't help him. But would they enjoy his perspective on life, culture, politics, food, sports, local, and national news? I don't know. I guess people will have to listen to find out.
Job, I want to read Job 3:25. I don't want anybody looking. I know that the teachings in the church and being a Baptist, somebody who's got a Baptist ordination, a Pentecost ordination, somebody who understands what Calminian means, understands what the manifold millennialist is. I get it. I really do. I've been around for a little while. I just, when you're hearing scripture, you don't have to put all the scriptures you hear in certain boxes so they fit your motif of a theology. Sometimes you can just look at it and observe it and go right for it and review it. And Job chapter 3, verse 25, one of the things that Job said is, what I feared has come upon me. What I dreaded has happened to me. There's a whole teaching on, it's because your confession wasn't good. I don't think that had anything to do with it. I think God was bragging about Job to Satan. Job didn't know that was going on. That's obvious. But there he is, God's bragging about him. And what Job is like going is like, this is the worst thing that I could think of. And that happens to people. Believers, good believers, great believers, fantastic believers, lousy believers, and everybody else. It's something that takes place. Sometimes bad things come about in the process. That doesn't mean that God hates you. That doesn't. First of all, the world has rebelled against God and lies in wickedness. So it's not God's fault that the world said, hey, we'll run this planet without you. We'll let you know. I mean, that's not God's fault. He's not the one that did that. People did that. And so the idea to understand is that sometimes these tough things happen. The great thing to know is that God has not left and went to Pluto while you're going through these things. In this particular case, in Job, it was completely the opposite of what Job thought because God was bragging about him and Job thought he was in some kind of trouble or some kind of judgment. Hey, guess what? Job was wrong. Something else was going on altogether, which is often the case. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station in Texas. And KBRIGHT 1240, the Christian station in beautiful San Diego. I like to say KBRIGHT, bright like the sun. That's right, like the Son of God, because it's bright. Here we go. Here's your first trivia question. Let's see if you guys can get it together. Here's the first one we're going to go after. Who was the father of Esau and Jacob? Who was the father of Esau and Jacob? If you think you know the answer, it's a big if, but it's okay. 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. You can also send an email. Isn't that cool? You can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. So that's the other thing that you can do. So you can either call us, you can text us, or you can email us live during the show because we're like that. Okay, we do have somebody that's calling in for the trivia question. Let's give them an opportunity to answer. Send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hello, David. This is Steven.
Hello, Steven. How are you, sir?
Good.
Awesome. All right. You ready for this one?
I'll try.
Okay, yeah. I'm worried that you're not going to get this. All right. Who was the father of Esau and Jacob?
I believe it was Abraham's second son, Isaac.
That is correct, Amanda! Right you are, and well done that it is his second son. That is very, very astute of you to pour that in there after his good decision to have Ishmael. Like, oops.
I threw that in there for a reason.
Okay, fire away.
You mentioned Esau, and there are so many people that ignore the fact that God took care of Esau, too.
Correct.
And God also took care of Ishmael.
Correct. Correct.
And God certainly, although it doesn't say, but he certainly took care of Abraham's six other sons that nobody ever talks about.
Correct. Those are the ones that the neighbors don't discuss.
Exactly. But God takes care of everyone.
Yeah. The Lord loves people. Now, if they rebel against him, it goes to a different place. But the Lord extends his love to everybody, gives them that opportunity. All right?
You have a blessed day.
All right, you too, brother. God bless you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, so as you guys can see, we just do, like, this stuff.
It's very fun, very wacky, very biblical.
Right. Also, see, that's although and also, and you put them together and you get also.
A little mixture.
Yeah. It's like saves time for words. The idea here is that if you've got a prayer request, you can call us and we will pray for you. And this whole premise is very simple, right? And I use it because I'm born and raised Jewish and became a Christian. I use this because it helps me, right? If I have a quarter of faith and Dynamite D has a quarter of faith and people out there have a quarter of faith and quarter of faith and quarter of faith. You add them all together. Soon you got several dollars worth of faith, and that's more faith than we have individually, and we offer those prayers in faith to the Lord. That's the mindset. So if you got a prayer request, we want to be able to be there for you and pray with you as brothers and sisters. If you got a praise report, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. It gives you the opportunity to share with other brothers and sisters something the Lord has done in your life. And let me tell you, people, they don't get envious when they hear testimonies. They believe that the Lord is active and working, and they love it because it gives encouragement. So if you've got any of that going on, you can always reach out to us during the show. We will do our best to bring you in the best spot we can. If you'd like to do that, our number, of course, is 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483. 3. So we're going to do our DNA in the next segment. Going to get right back into the teaching. I want to take you right back to Matthew chapter 12. We just talked about verse 29. You can't enter a strong man's house and rob him without first tying him up. Only then can his house be robbed. Verse 30, anyone who isn't helping me opposes me, and anyone who isn't working with me is actually working against me. Wow. Let's just make this as clear as we can, because you know the next verse, verse 31, is blasphemy of the Holy Spirit, which you're going to do next week. So yeah, you better hang on for that one, because that's a pretty interesting one right there. But let's just look at verse 30. Anyone who isn't helping me opposes me, and anyone who isn't working with me is actually working against me. What does that mean? There is no neutrality, wait, specifically when it comes to regards to Satan. Specifically. In other words, when people misunderstand the scriptures and Jesus says, well, if they're not against me, they're for me, that has nothing to do with Satan's kingdom. So that's a distinction. In this one, it is specifically in context with Satan's kingdom. Why? Because Jesus is talking about the Pharisees accusing him of operating in the power of Satan. And he's like, look, not only is that not happening, but this is what you got to do to take advancement in the kingdom of darkness through the authority that's in Jesus Christ. And he says, if you're not with me in this, you're against me. If you're like trying to stay in that middle place, there you're wrong. You're wrong. There is no neutrality in the kingdom of God. You are either a kingdom advancer or you are a kingdom opposer. And you say, well, I'm not for any kingdom. That makes you a kingdom opposer. That's how Jesus defined it. Specifically in the kingdom of darkness. And so what happens is, what does the world do when you say something like that? Those silly Christians, they believe in Satan. They must be those flat earther people. Okay. In the meantime, those very people that are mocking us are the very ones who are stuck in sin that they can never break out of, because only by the deliverance of Jesus Christ can any of them break out of their sin, whether it's pride or sexual deviancy, or whether it's some kind of alcoholism or some kind of drug use, whatever it is. And you can go all the way across the board. It can be jealousy. It can be any characteristic that's contrary to God. They're stuck in it and only find deliverance in Jesus Christ. And then they're mocking Christians because we're aware you either advance with Jesus against the kingdom, or in any other position, you're opposed to Jesus. It's like, uh-oh. And you're not going to be able to, let me say this as simple as possible, you're not going to be able to sit this one out. Well, I'm going to sit this one out. Hey, this is the only one you can't sit out. That's what's so amazing about it, is this is the only time where it's like, nope, that ain't going to work. Because you are either in it or you are out of it. And if you're out of it, you're against. What are you trying to say? I got to take a stand? Nobody's saying about taking a stand politically. We're talking about taking a stand spiritually. And if anybody, let me say this in a nice way. If all of us would perhaps be humble enough for a moment, even just to ask the Lord, show us when it's spiritual warfare, I have this confidence in the faithfulness of God and in the truth of his word that prayer is going to get answered. That prayer is going to get the big okie dokie. And just remember one thing. When you pray a prayer and it's before the Lord, and if God says yes, that's done. That's as solid as the earth. It's more solid than the earth because it's the promise of God, which is more solid than the earth. So the idea behind this is to grasp, hey, we're in a war. And we need to have a heightened sense of awareness, and we need to be, you know, understanding that. So people might say, well, is that all we're doing is talking about demons on this show? No, I think you guys know better than that. But the text is the text, and we don't change the text no matter what. And the text says, hey, in regards to the kingdom of God, you are either with me and helping me, or you're opposed to me. So to not help is to be opposed. Ouch! right? But that's the truth, and Jesus taught the truth. Now, next week, we're going to talk about blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. It's one of the biggest things I get asked, and I've been a Christian for 45 years, in ministry for 40-plus years. The biggest thing I get asked is, what about blasphemy of the Holy Spirit? Well, we're going to deal with that. We're going to talk about that, and we're going to understand that there is a sensitivity or protection for the Holy Spirit, and we ought to at least be careful, but we're not functioning like the Pharisees did, which was often literally in opposition deliberately and continually. Okay? All right, we got a break. We're done. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas, and KBright 1240, the Christian Station in San Diego. If you want to keep listening, you got to go to HeMustIncrease.org for our friends in San Diego. Otherwise, we'll see you tomorrow.
The David Spoon Experience.
Verse 39, when they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught Philip away. The eunuch never saw him again, but went on his way rejoicing. Verse 40, meanwhile, Philip found himself farther north at the city of Azotus. He preached the good news there and in every city along the way until he came to Caesarea. He was in Caesarea, by the way, for 20 years, which explains why he had the daughters. But here's what I want you to catch. While he was en route, he landed in the Azotus. However he got from point A to point B is amazing. We don't even know. But what he did was he preached the gospel in every city along the way until he came to his destination. And if you cannot recognize, that is a testimony from God saying you take the gospel wherever you go until you reach your destination, which is either you being called up to the Lord personally, corporately, or however it's going to take place. Every place we go, everywhere we are, we take the gospel. That does not mean you grab a microphone. It does not mean you grab some kind of bullhorn and scream at people with the gospel. You just make sure that you are sensitive. That's the very DNA we talk about all the time. You're sensitive to the Lord. You're taking the gospel with you wherever you go. You're recognizing that wherever you go, you might have a one-time encounter with somebody, and they might make a decision for Jesus just based on that encounter. Noelle and I had that exact thing happen on our way from San Diego to Rockwell, to Fate. And we met somebody from a hotel that we were at and talked to them one time and prayed with her. And she became a Christian. And we never saw her again. It's not our call. It's up to the Lord. Just be available. You don't have to be, that's the word I'm looking for. You don't have to be Billy Graham. Like I said, Billy Graham wasn't Billy Graham. In other words, just be yourself. Be available. You never know what the Lord will do and how he'll use that. Okay? That's what's so cool about this text. Now, we finished up to chapter 8. Now, Acts chapter 9, we're going into Saul. And that is some serious stuff. Here is the trivia question. What was the affliction of the woman who was touched? Who touched the hem of Jesus' robe, and she had an issue with bleeding, an issue of blood, for quite some time, as we know, 12 years. The issue of blood, that is what she sought the Lord for, and she touched him, and then Jesus healed her physically, socially, psychologically, and emotionally all together at one time. Isn't that cool? Jesus is cool.
770 KAAM, Garland, Dallas, Fort Worth.